Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
In what ways have Namibia's mining policies been influenced by international mining standards and practices?
Thank you, Mackie. As we are all aware, our Minerals Act has been in implementation stage, or it's been implemented since 1992. And over the years, things have changed. There's new emerging either technology or new ways of mining, or even things that have changed, or things that we never thought of back in the days. It's now being, we are being influenced right now. I can take an example of, we never had a mine closure plan or a mine closure provision in our act. Yes, there is a provision to say if you pollute, you need to pay, but there were no regulations. So these are some of the things that we are putting in place, changing our policies in that. Years ago, we never thought of we'll come to the critical minerals, energy transition and those minerals, whereby now we need to rethink of how are we as a country going to benefit from our minerals, or especially the critical minerals. And then when you look at other countries, they already have strategies in place. So in a way, that is also influencing us. And when we're coming up with our mine closure framework, we also had to look at the international, what is happening right there, and what can we borrow from those. Also in Africa, especially now when we're looking at lithium, what can we process in the country, what can we export? So all those are influenced by international standard. I don't want to say best practice, but more of leading practices, yeah.
And basically learning from them.
Learning from them. We don't know enough, or you don't know everything, so but you need to learn from other people. So as much as they are also learning from us, we are also learning from them.
Exactly.
Now, what role has or is the ministry playing in promoting sustainable mining practices in the country?
All right. We know that mining is not a clean clean activities.
Yeah.
Yes, there will be a hole in the ground. Yes. There will be some environmental damage. Yeah. But what we are doing is we need to, especially when the issue of mine closure framework that you're putting in place, where companies need to come up with a mine closure plan with financial assurance. That's more of a way of us, when they are done mining, they need to rehabilitate. Mm-hmm. But also currently, while they are in the business of mining or doing exploration, they need to rehabilitate as they go along. So they we work together with the Ministry of Environment, whereby they need to come up with they need to do an EIA and also submit a report, and also come up with an environmental management plan. And then if the Ministry of Environment is satisfied, they issue an environmental clearance certificate, whereby us as a ministry, we issue the license. So that's one way of us just looking at, like, they are looking after the environment. And also the part of where they're doing the EIA, they look at what are the trees, indigenous trees, are there any flora, fauna, anything that needs to be taken care of, and then they need to put up mitigation measures. Also, if they are doing dust, so there should be mitigation measures. How do they suppress that dust?
Now, how has the mining sector contributed to the country's GDP over the past years?
Yeah, as we all know that mining is one of the biggest contributors to the GDP of the country. So over the years, it's been ranging from either 9, 10, but this year we're looking at 14%. When we look at the monetary term, we will look at about 60 billion NAM dollars, but not only it's not only the royalties, but also looking at tax royalties, export levies, looking at the social corporate responsibility, looking at training, scholarships, and all that. So, and also local procurement. When we put them all together, it's that's the numbers that we are looking at. But in percentage form, it's about 14%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost double.
Almost. Yeah, when it was 9, 10, 11. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what strategies has the ministry implemented to attract foreign investment in the country's mining sector?
Yeah. Thank you. We are normally when the when investors want to come in the country, they look at different things. Infrastructure, looking at the political stability in a country. And then also one of the things is security of tenure. If you are giving a license to a company, will you take it after 5 years? Also, if our politics or political sector is not stable, the investors won't get that confidence to come. But we have been proven over the years, since 92 or 91, it's over now 30 years, and the investors are still coming. As we have been in this event right now, where Rosing is launching their sustainability report later in the day, we do have foreign investors that came and invest in our country, and they are speaking highly of Namibia. So it's more of like create a conducive environment. Your road infrastructure, how are they, your network and all these things. So if everything is all in place, then investors will come and invest in the country. And we've proven that over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, how do mineral rights policies balance the interest of local communities and mining companies?
All right. In most cases, when we give exploration licenses, okay, we do have different licenses. We do have mining claims that are only for Namibians. But of course, Namibians, they need finances and technical know-how to develop that project that they're having. So they do partner with foreigners. For exploration licenses, it's mostly either given to Namibians or to non-Namibians. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But if that project or that license was for a Namibian, and then they want to partner with a foreign investor, that Namibian should retain 15%. And that's one way of us trying to empower locals. For mining licenses, there is an additional condition where if you have a license and there's no Namibian entity or Namibian shareholdings, you need to give that 5% to a Namibian. But also, there's also 20% on your management structure of that company that should be Namibians. Also, other things that we're trying to promote is if a company is operating in their area, they need to adhere to the social corporate responsibility. They need to buy local goods. They also, not only also in the area where they're operating, but also we are encouraging, especially our minister and our deputy minister, they are encouraging many companies to also operate or try to do goods for the areas where they are not mining. Mm-hmm. Especially when you look at Kavango or when you look at some other regions, there are no mining activities taking place. So they are encouraging companies to say, can you please also assist in those regions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what measures has the ministry taken to mitigate the environmental impact of mining activities?
All right. This is more, I will go back to the mine closure framework, whereby it was never there. But now it's each and every mining companies that are operating in the country. Either you are applying for mining license, you need to come up with a mine closure plan and assurance. And that the money, the assurance is more of either you have money in the bank or letter of credit or assurance to take care of the environment. Yeah. And some companies, as they go along, they do progressive rehabilitation. And then us working together with Ministry of Environment, we adhere to or we do monitoring or so that they don't pollute the environment or at least they take care of the environment. But mostly the mine closure plan will speak to that either safe environment or sustainable projects, I guess.
Yeah. And then what are the ministry's main objectives for the future development of the mining sector?
For us, it's still to attract foreign investors, still develop our country. We still have a long way to go. And we still want to benefit from our resources. So we don't want our resources to go out in their raw form. And that's why now we'll do a, prohibit the export of raw form, especially for critical minerals. And because we want to value to be added in the country, if that is possible.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things. And also we need to finalize our minerals bill or the review of the act. And that will say we are going to amend our laws or we are putting in those provisions that they want there. And how also the issue of local ownership,
yeah,
how Namibians can benefit, not only in having the 5% or the 15%, but also be involved in the mining and exploration and that skills development. And then later on, a few years down the line, they can take over some of these projects. We do have Namibians that are serious, that are in this, that are doing the work themselves. But also we want each and every Namibian, if you have a mining license or a exploration license, to be involved in that project. Yeah.
Get more involved.
Yeah.
And then what technological advancements is the ministry considering to enhance mining operations?
Technological advancement. Oof. I think we are when we are looking at this whole green hydrogen and we are looking at it's more of how can companies work safely. If they have been using a lot of fuel that are emitting carbon emission, how can they change that? Normally, as a ministry, we are not so much involved in technology and all of what they're doing, but for us, it's more of regulating for them to work in a safe environment and for zero harm.
Yeah. And then what role does innovation play in the future development of mining policies?
Well, it does play a role. And then we just need to come up with innovation ideas on how to develop our sector. So, yeah, it does play a role in a way.
Yeah. And then in conclusion, how is the ministry integrating renewable energy solutions in mining operations?
We are heavily much involved in it. The issue of green hydrogen, transition metals, clean energy, we do have renewable, and we do have a directorate responsible for energy issues, renewable. So, and then we do have IPPs that are already involved in coming up with renewable projects. So us as Namibia, and also the whole issue of critical minerals, those are the minerals that are feedstock into this whole clean energy moving. Yeah.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.